Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The border wall between the U.S. and Mexico is getting a new paint job. Correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall is being painted black. She credits President Trump with the idea. Noem says the paint job will further deter illegal immigration because the black paint will make the wall hotter and therefore harder to climb. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks adds the paint will also deter rust. Noem made the announcement during a visit to a portion of the wall in New Mexico, where she picked up a roller brush to help with the painting. Building the wall was a key focus of Trump's first term, and Homeland Security is receiving $46 billion to complete it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Many Floridians are blaming a fatal freeway crash on an illegal driver let into the country. Bob Agnew reports.
Former Florida State House Speaker Paul Renner says it all goes back to President Biden allowing millions of illegals to cross the border.
It will take many, many months and even years to get rid of.
And now President Trump is working with governors like Ron DeSantis to make good progress in deporting illegals.
But it unfortunately was too late in this instance, and we lost three Floridians in the process.
Renner was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Texas's House of Representatives is approving a new map that creates up to five new winnable congressional seats for the GOP. The map passed Wednesday after a push by President Trump for Republican-controlled states to redraw their legislative maps to give the party a better chance of holding on to control of the U.S. House of Representatives in the midterm elections. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 16 points, the NASDAQ dropped 142. This is SRN News. Costco is staying out of the abortion business, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio man has pleaded guilty to attacking a pair of Ohio State students outside a bar in Columbus because they're Jewish. The Justice Department released a statement saying 20-year-old Timur Mamatov of Tip City admitted in court that he assaulted the victims because they were Jewish. The defendant could be sentenced to as much as 10 years in prison. This is SRN News. Regent Craft is testing a new type of winged passenger ferry in Rhode Island.
The vessel, called Paladin, glides over water using hydrofoils and is designed to fly up to 30 feet above the surface. CEO Billy Thalheimer recently piloted the craft during a test run in Narragansett Bay and is preparing for its first flight test. Regent aims to use this technology for both commercial ferry routes and military applications. The company plans to start carrying passengers by 2027. Regent hopes to make short-distance water travel more efficient and enjoyable. John Scott reporting.
Minnesota has joined a wave of states suing TikTok, claiming the app uses addictive algorithms that harm young people's mental health. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.